from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Before we get to the hardo of the day, we need to talk about who might be swooping in to buy the Celtics. I know that from the Ringer, Bill Simmons had mentioned stuff that he had heard, and the NBA is, and again, this is, I don't think it really needed to be an insider or needed to be Fellini to know the end of the movie, that this will be the biggest purchase price in the history of the NBA. And whether it is $5 billion, $5.5 billion, $6 billion, which has been, regardless of what it is, it's going to, and logic would tell anybody who can follow business, would set really the rate or the tone for how much the NBA will ask for once they do these expansion franchises. And Fenway Sports Group, it looks like they were never really in. You and I workshopped that, and really, after talking about it for, you know, 5 minutes with a little bit of logic, you kind of realize that they're more likely to land their own expansion franchise than to buy the one that's already in town, where they can't really control the situation the way they would need to. So, of course, Jeff Bezos' name has been brought up, and one of the things that keeps getting attached is, well, he's going to want his own building. He's going to want his own building. Really? I mean, do we really think that a guy who has $5 billion in just walking around money, let's be real,
cash.
Just spending cash,
yeah,
right?
Discretionary income.
That if he really wants the asset, the fact that he doesn't already own an arena in Boston would hold it up? That just doesn't seem to connect with me at all from a business standpoint.
And the and after we talked to Charlie Jacobs last week at the Jimmy Fund.
You want to hear it?
Oh, yeah. Here, okay. Do you have what he said
we
about the lease?
Yeah. Okay. Here's so for those thinking that the building's going to be a part of this, Charlie Jacobs was like, whoa, it's not a problem now.
Listen, I'm very good friends with the current Celtics ownership, and I've had conversations with both Wick and the, frankly, the majority of the minority owners of that group. We have a very good rapport and have had one for 20-plus years. I'd expect that whoever the new owner is will come in and we'll talk about it. The Celtics have signed a lease with the TD Garden for another 12 years or so, okay. So I don't expect that they'll be moving anytime soon.
I don't, even when he said that, I felt like he kind of smirked a little bit. Like, hey, you know, I know something you don't. It ain't happening. So anyone who who decides to purchase a team with the sole goal of owning the team and having their own arena, it's going to have to wait a while before they like can really reap the benefits of, you know, owning, you know, the tickets, the concessions, all that stuff.
And if Bezos wants to buy them out of that lease, I'm sure that if he, but again, now you're just getting into the weird world of, well, you have so much money, throw half of it away. Like, oh, no, no. People who have that kind of wealth don't think that way. And I also don't think that an arena is going to hold up a guy like Bezos from buying the asset. Hell, if anything might hold it up, it's this 51-49 chop they want to do. Because, again, Bezos can come in and just be like, all right,
I want the whole thing.
Yeah, it's like, I want it now. What do you want? $6 billion? Fine. Checkbook, write it, hand it, done.
It is
it's wild.
Even when I'm thinking about it, I'm like, why would a guy like that have any interest in buying, you know, the Celtics?
Oh, I think owning the Celtics and having the asset is one thing. For those who think that this guy needs an arena to come along with it, if he makes that choice, that's fine. Hell, if Bezos is really that horny to get the arena, then just buy the arena. Garden.
Buy the whole
Just buy the garden.
Buy the street.
Exactly right. Wiggy, you're out.
Yeah,
forget
Wiggy,
about it.
Sorry, they just jacked your rent up.
See you later. Get out, Wiggy. No, but I mean, really, if that to me, that's the path of least resistance. I know, like, the Greg Hill Show had the mayor of Everett on today. I also, with all due respect to the great people of Everett and Encore that's over there, which is beautiful and wonderful, and that Asian fusion place in there is really good.
But, so is the steakhouse.
Yeah, the steakhouse good too. But, you know, Jeff Bezos gets off his, what, $100 million plane, and then they're like, hey, boss, we're going to whisk you to this site that's really perfect for an arena. And they take him to Everett beside the power
the
grid.
The power plant, yeah.
By the power grid that's there or whatever. And he's looking around going, ugh, I'm going to put something here? Like, just go buy the asset and then deal with the rest later.
And I do think, so there's a I don't think the stadium is like you know, a deal killer, right? It's not gonna kill it. I do think the chopping it up
might be more problematic.
I don't
yeah.
want any partners. If I'm a billionaire and I don't want you butting in, I don't want you up on stage, I don't want you trying to hold the trophy. It's my toy now. Beat it. Here it is.
The only person Bezos would want up there with him would be Lauren Sanchez.
Yes, and maybe Tony Gonzalez, because
maybe
it's the perfect blended family right there, those guys. No, but I mean, I don't care. I heard Greg, you know, bitching about it, like, oh, you want Amazon? No, who cares? Do you really care? If Jeff Bezos owns the team, you'll never see him.
Well, here's the thing about having a guy like Bezos, and billionaires will do this all the time, and I understand it, but it'd be a real hard selling point for Bezos to look at the fans and be like,
I'm not spending any money.
I don't want to give that extension. You know what I mean?
That's true, though. Like, you're talking about like taxes?
Recession-proof. Like, and now, do you know who really wins if Bezos buys the Celtics? The other owners in town.
Oh, yeah.
Because RKK would be like, I don't have Bezos money.
I know.
You know?
That's a whole nother level of cash.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that crazy? There's tiers of billionaires as well.
And I'll tell you what. I think there is a little bit of a rush, let's say, of the sports leagues to get Bezos in. Are you kidding me?
Go to Vegas.
That's a game changer. You're right. I don't
know
why.
Just go to Vegas. Just start from scratch.
And if Seattle is...
another one.
And that's in the backyard, is it not? Like, isn't that... The Amazon's up in the Pacific Northwest, is it not?
No, Amazon...
Or is it California?
No, Microsoft is in...
Microsoft, okay.
Microsoft is, like, right down the street.
But, I mean, Amazon it's still a West Coast-based company.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, you would think that maybe... And you're right, with Bezos, you would think it would just be like... Okay, NBA, what do you want, $6 billion? Fine, I'll start building the arena so it's ready in 4 years.
Yeah, in Vegas, to the Silicon Valley people, like, Vegas is kind of like like Palm Springs to people who live in L.A. Ah, we're just going to drive to Palm Springs, you know, hang out in the heat, you know, and they have like second homes there. And that's what Vegas is for Silicon Valley.
People from Vegas, it's like, yeah, we're going to go cool down in Palm Springs this weekend. It's
so it makes sense for like Vegas. If you like want to do like I get like there's a massive allure to, you know, owning the Celtics. It's like you're right, like it's a crown jewel.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's like a, you know, a Picasso, some like rare painting, and billionaires like owning these random things just because they like collecting stuff that nobody else can afford, and they overpay for it.
They do.
They absolutely overpay for it. It was nuts.
And the Bezos thing was interesting. Now, I also think too that maybe just maybe we need to slow the roll a little bit because this guy is one of the most obvious people out there. You don't need a business degree to figure out that Bezos has sniffed around teams before and he's just got billions of dollars falling out of his waz. However, is that necessarily the way the gross Bex may end up wanting to go? Maybe the hangup is this whole 51-49 chop that's going to happen over periods of time. That, to me, sounds like you're kind of greasing the skids for PAGs and the existing people who might have to pay you out that way for you to be able to be whole in selling the team versus, and we don't know who else is lying in wait either. Let me give you another one real quick that was out of nowhere when I think the Broncos, I'm pretty sure they were a finalist. Remember the entertainer, Byron Allen?
Oh, that's right.
He's apparently worth a ton of money. He's got big business interests, and I do believe him and his crew made a major bid on the Broncos. Now, they got bumped out, I do believe, by Walmart money. Right.
It's just, again, it's a whole nother level.
We go to the big corporation, you know, a Walton, a Bezos, or, you know, someone from Microsoft. There's lots of people with lots of money in this country. And the reason Wick Grosbeck went and hired the banks and the firms that he did is because I will lump all of us into this audience. All of us dum-dums don't have any idea where some of the real money is lying in terms of this bidding process. So we can do the no pants dance because, ooh, Bezos might be interested. There's going to be a bunch of other people with some long bread that are going to get into this as well. Like Bezos could be endgame because he could just flip everybody off and say, fine, $8 billion, match it.
Yeah.
You won't see a boom done. But I don't think even he is that crazy. But there will be more. There are going to be way more people than we would ever even imagine that are going to get lined up for this. It's the Boston effing Celtics, for God's sakes.
I know.
And then you just buy the garden and there you go.
Yeah, just buy the whole street.
That would be kind of amazing.
Wiggy's going to be writing his his mortgage check. It's going to be bank of Amazon.com.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, when you order batteries from Amazon, make sure you send the check too for the mortgage. Baby, we got a lunchtime parlay coming up. We're getting real close on these. We've been flirting around, getting on a little hot streak with the parlay. But since we are talking about the Boston Celtics foyer, that now leads us to your nominee for Hardo of the Day.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Where will they rank on this week's...
I'm a big guy. I'm a big, strong guy. If I wanted to put someone in the hospital, I easily could.
Julian Edelman.
You. I don't want to play hard. I want to... you up.
I don't eat breakfast in the morning so I can come to work hungry. It doesn't have AC and it doesn't have heat. And the reason I do that is so I can practice my mental toughness.
Hardo scale.
All right, so go to Twitch right now, and Jacob's going to put up a couple pictures. I wasn't sure if you guys even mentioned this yesterday or not, but if you go to Twitch, and I'll tell you if you're just listening, driving in your car, Jaylen Brown doing his underwater workouts. Dribbling underwater, doing a handstand underwater. He's got a mask on. He's done this a lot in the past.
Yeah,
it looks like this is, and it looks like this pool is like a special Navy SEALs training pool.
I'm not so sure.
Super, super deep.
No, I think that is
a YMCA pool.
No, but I think that is. See how where the way Jaylen Brown is standing, there's like the different color tile.
Yeah,
I think those are swim lanes, and I think those pools are like 10 feet deep or something.
Well,
like
it looks,
that.
This area looks like all those training videos you see of the Navy SEALs do when they jump in, they take their mask and they tie their hands up and they have to try to escape and get to the surface.
Yeah, yeah.
Before they drown. And here's another one, him doing a headstand. All right, so. Listen.
Yeah, and his feet aren't far from the top there, so that's probably a 10-foot pool.
So I wanted to nominate him for Hardo of the Day for training underwater.
Again.
Acting like just do something normal. So everybody gets a vote. Everybody gets to choose if they think it's the Hardo or not. 0 to 10. 0 being 0 Hardo at all. 10 being, as high as it gets. So, Billy, I know you've seen this picture. I know you want to weigh in. You've been chomping at the bit to give me a score. 0 to 10, Jaylen Brown, swimming, working out with weights, dribbling underwater. Look how different I am. I'm Jaylen Brown. Give me a number.
1.
1?
1. It's not Hardo at all. Everybody and their mother does some kind of water-based workouts.
Yeah, old people. Yeah, old people
do it. Track runners. Track stars do it. This old isn't people. Something new that he's trying to like make a thing. People work out in the water all the time. He's a 1.
Okay, you got him as a 1. Okay, Nick, what do you got? No, you keep your score. I like your score. 1. What do you got, Nick?
Like a 3.
Okay.
Because it's worked for him before.
Did it, though?
He did this last year. And he probably should have been all NBA. Really close, anyway. And he won Eastern Conference Finals MVP and Finals MVP after he did it. It worked for him. Keep doing it.
Yeah, okay. He didn't make the Olympics, though.
I need to call a timeout right in the middle of this here. We have someone in the Twitch chat who is raising a question of fake. Isn't the ball filled with air? How does it dribble?
Maybe it's a special underwater ball. I have no idea because normally
it should go up to the surface. So yeah, he's more. So I don't think it's fake. That looks like a real ball. All right, we're time back in.
Come on.
I'm kind of in the 5 range on this. As crazy as it sounds,
okay.
I think Hart trying to show out with his guns the other day was more of a Hardo move than this. Here's what I would say. I don't think this is as much a Hardo move as it just is a peculiar training exercise. How's that?
Yeah.
Is that too polite?
No, it's not polite at all.
Are you at a 10? Are you Nick Cannon on this?
No, I'm an 8.
So I you're think an Andy is, Hart level.
This is that. Look how different I am. Look how crazy my workouts are. Look. I can't just. First of all, they don't work. They absolutely do not work.
Wait, these workouts, the water
don't
workouts?
Do anything. Nothing. If you play basketball, play basketball. Play basketball. Train on a basketball court. Like, I can't stand when I see guys like who are like, you know, tennis players or, soccer players running on sand. You don't play on sand. You don't. Your game isn't played on sand. Like, work out on a surface.
Yeah, tell that to Rocky
works.
And Apollo.
It's different.
Yeah,
what about running in the snow?
So
if he went to fight on the beach, so why are they doing it?
If he went to Russia, yeah, that's right. They don't fight in the snow. So if he went to Russia and was running up and down the hills like Rocky, it'd be okay.
You can't throw Rocky at me. That's the exception to the rule.
It is every rule.
You can't use an example that disproves my point.
Hey, yeah. No, it's Rocky. It is cinema. Until I see Sylvester Stallone doing it on his own for real.
And apparently you can dribble a ball underwater. They're called a watermelon ball, and they're filled with water, and it mimics the bouncing of a ball underwater.
Dubs in the Twitch chat says, I'm shocked Fourier hasn't said he can do that.
Well, I mean, I can't. Listen,
I always get
swimmer's ear, so I'm not diving underwater.
Swimmer's ear, huh?
like an ear infection. I'm not doing it.
You know, you can open when you have your contacts in, you can open your eyes underwater.
Can I?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Well, that's how you get them in the right eye.
So wait, what?
You were learning so much today.
I am learning a lot today. I gave him an 8. And so with a 1, a 4, and would you give him a 4.5?
I gave him a 5. I gave him a 5.
That's right. He's a 4.5. He's not too high, not too low. I think it's like, listen, I didn't think it worked the last time he did it. Like, whatever, he was bragging about it. Now he's the MVP, and now he's got to show everybody that he's working out.
Say,
I hate when people, like, when they go to the gym.
Him. He's an athlete.
No,
if it works for him, he's going to keep doing it. That's how it works.
If you are the person that goes to the gym and films yourself bench pressing, you know, squatting, I feel like that alone is a hard-o move. Look at me, I'm in the gym.
I feel that if smartphones existed when you were in the NFL, you would do the same thing.
Not a chance.
Ooh, you had your abs and your big traps.
I never had abs. I had traps.
You about to have traps.
I did not have abs.
A guy who puts himself in a music video, I feel like would film himself.
Hold on. First of all, put himself. I was hired.
You put yourself in a music
I was hired to play a role
did
in a music video.
Did they come to you or did you go to them?
They came to me. I wasn't like,
hey. How did they know to come to you?
My agent got a call. They said, we're looking for a good-looking young athlete that can play the role in this popular music video with this hot band that's about to drop.
What were their fourth or fifth call?
Listen, all I know, the check didn't bounce.
There you go. The 413 says, I think the Hardo move is that he's posting it on social media.
Well, that's part of it.
That's every person under
that's everything
song.
About social media.
Well, that is true.
Yeah, pandering. So like the whole workout. So like if you like, why let everybody know about it? I guess you're right. Maybe I gave him too high of a score. Here's a guy. He's the MVP. He doesn't need to do any of this stuff. He doesn't need to brag about it.
The 603 Christian, by your assessment, Brady must be the biggest hardo that ever existed.
He's turning into one.
By the way,
turning into.
By the way, no. Brady would if we had done the hardo scale when Brady played, he would have been a 10 all day. He was the ultimate hardo.
How was he a hardo? By yelling and screaming at everybody?
No.
Now he's got his shirt off.
No.
He's bragging. He's preaching to everybody.
When you go to a new city and then you tell your teammates you're showing up at this school and then you're practically cutting the locks to get into that place and then whenever they come and try to throw you off the field, you're like, yeah, I'm Tom Brady. I'm trying to win a Super Bowl here. You're going to throw me out?
That's not a hard-o move.
Oh, no, Mr. Brady.
You think that's a hard-o move?
When you go to a new city and then you're like, hey, Gronk, I know you've been here 5 minutes. I don't care. Sleep on my couch. Let's go.
No,
that is the definition of rounding it up, and he's teaching
teaching the offense.
How is that a hard-o move?
I'd rather have him as the coach than what's going on right now.
That's him. That would be him if he was doing that with like a shirt off, all oiled up with a bandana on.
Oh, so you mean the videos with Alex Guerrero where they're rubbing his leg and it sounds like they're flogging the dolphin or whatever.
The hardo scale on Brady is actually starting to kind of like, you know, show itself. Like there are some
starting. It's been that way forever.
None of the stuff that he does during his career is a hardo move.
He's just handsome. That's why he hasn't made the hardo list.
I'm not blaming him for being handsome, but like nothing that he did as a player was a hardo move.
No, no, no.
What Edelman, on the other hand.
Oh, well, but he was fake hardo because he wanted to be Brady. Brady was the real hardo. He was the phony one. Gotcha.
No.
Before you even run with a parachute on your back, we just got that call.
Yes, I did run with a parachute.
How many games did you play with the parachute on your back? Asking for the column.
Listen, that was well done. And those stupid shoes that we talked about to try and make myself jump higher.
Karl Malone catapults?
Is that what they were called?
No, Karl Malone had catapults. Those were full sneakers. You're talking about the ones that had the big old thing at the top of the shoe.
Oh, yeah. And no, the ones that made you walk on your toes. The ones that Jimmy wore in Seinfeld, right?
Yeah.
Jimmy likes Elaine. Jimmy's down. And he's got those big shoes on with the giant things on them.
Like, if you wore for, like, you know, 3 weeks or something like that, it, like, said that you could dunk. Like, you could do, like, a 360 dunk or something like that.
Christian, 3 weeks? I can do this in 3 days.
It didn't work. It gave me shin splints is what it gave me.
Who would have thought that? Potentially putting Jaylen Brown on the hardo scale would have led to this.
I can't believe you think Brady was a hardo during his playing days.
Oh, yeah.
He's the least hardo of hardos.
No, that says hardo like I don't eat tomatoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's more of a dietary choice. That's nothing. Different.
Joints
what, if I do, what if I do? What if
nothing.
I do?
My night shades.
You're right.
All
nothing.
My $75 socks.
Yeah, nothing says hardo like believing in what you're doing with your workouts so much that you go get a questionable character to partner up with and open a bunch of places across the country.
Look at you
that
guys.
You got to close half of them
not
because,
even.
By God,
cool
I'm going to tell you, Christian Fourier, how you should not eat potatoes, but drink this stuff for $80, and you have found the fountain of youth.
Get this $100 foam roller.
I cannot believe that the people on Twitch right now have turned against Brady.
No, Brady.
I cannot believe they have turned against their hero.
Nobody's turning against the six championships. Nobody's turning against
him. Holy cow.
And
the manner in which he did it.
Yeah, but and the six.
Him selling clothes or selling like a foam roller is a hardo move?
No, this is more, I'm Tom Brady and we just won a game 59-0, but by God, I'm going to go drink my horny goat weed, get a rub down, and start watching film 30 seconds after the thing ends. Giselle, beat it, lady.
Wow.
I got film to watch.
Wasn't good enough today. Got to watch the film.
Yeah, seriously.
But hey,
isn't that what you
guys used to praise him for that.
I love it.
Now you're mocking him.
I'm laughing at it because it's kind of funny, but hey, he was such a hardo. His wife said to him after the 7th Super Bowl, are you done? How much of a hardo do you have to be for in a moment of unprecedented success? She looks at you on the field in front of your children. You want a game at home, but you're such a hardo about football that she says, Tommy, are you done?
Maybe I see that totally different.
Oh, there we go.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.